WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 days from the New Hampshire primary, and Nikki Haley has ramped up her attacks on Donald Trump and Joe Biden's fitness for office.
We need to know that we are not giving our kids options of two 80-year-olds going into a presidency.
Responding in Manchester Saturday, Trump said,
and they always say, like Haley, she talks about, yeah, we don't need 80-year-old. Well, I don't mind being 80, but I'm 77. That's a big difference.
Millions of people across the country affected by the brutal cold. 93 million people are under some kind of cold or snow alert, and the weather's been blamed for at least 67 deaths over the last week. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 25,000 Palestinians have been killed in 3 months of fighting between Israel and Hamas, and Iranian-backed militias launched a barrage of ballistic missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. Several U.S. personnel are being evaluated for traumatic brain injuries. This is ABC News. A Kansas couple's facing fraud charges for allegedly cashing in on a dead relative's Social Security check for years.
Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker shows that he died in 2016 at the age of 81, but it wasn't discovered he was dead until 2022 when his son-in-law called police to report it. Prosecutors now say during those 6 years between when Carroll died and his death was reported, his daughter and son-in-law were depositing and spending Carroll's Social Security checks, allegedly cashing in on more than $215,000, all while authorities say Carroll's body became mummified on a bed in his home. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Football fans call this the best weekend of the season. The NFL's divisional round in the playoffs. The two top seeds victorious on Saturday as the Ravens cruise past the Texans. The 49ers came from behind to beat the Packers. Today it's the Lions hosting the Buccaneers and the Bills entertaining the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Divorce court judges in Wisconsin have a lot of leeway when it comes to setting alimony payments. Advocates are working for a more fair and consistent formula. Here's more from Mike Moe.
Without that predictability, some people might not be getting a fair shake. Custody Exchange, an online firm that helps families navigate divorce, is out with a new analysis of alimony laws across the country. The company Shea Dress says only about a third have a formula on the books. The remaining states, including Wisconsin, essentially give judges discretion to sign off on an amount without a guideline. Settlement agreements often take shape beforehand, but Dress says that's not always the case.
If you can't reach an agreement, because many people who are divorcing aren't on super great terms, and they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? If that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Dress says this can be especially problematic for those who can't afford an attorney to guide them through negotiations. The authors recommend implementing policies in states where there are none and for ongoing assessments of existing formulas. Dress says in cases where someone isn't able to secure fair terms, whether that's the person receiving the payments or the other half responsible for them, it can have a lasting effect.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
That might include housing instability or other forms of financial hardships. Dress says while existing guidelines can help a judge make a decision, there's still flexibility to consider traditional factors such as income levels for both spouses, their ages, and the length of the marriage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions on special teams. Kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
Love your bunkers, bring your friends. listens like spring and she talks like June.
Attention vegans, here's how Jack FM brings home the bacon.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, our highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy. Currently 5 degrees.
This bunch of songs on our own Jack FM is the result of too much screen time. Jack FM. If we don't talk to ourselves, who will?
Darkness, there's a light that I can't find. asking. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting.
Jack, when are you going to grow up?
Available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PLAY for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PLAY. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PLAY for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLAY.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy. Currently 5 degrees.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Yak.
Jack FM is playing What We Want because it requires no third-party authorization.
Oh,
866-930-JACK, and please stay on the line for a brief survey.